Now, back to the pandemic and the news this lunchtime that Pfizer and BioNTech are to look for regulatory approval for a third dose of their COVID-19 vaccine. The companies say that based on a drop-off in efficacy seen in Israel after 6 months, they believe a third dose may be needed. They're to submit further data to US and EU authorities in the coming weeks. Let's talk now to Professor Cliona Nicchiali, consultant in infectious diseases at St James's Hospital in Dublin. And Professor Nicchiali, the data coming out from Israel, which of course was well ahead of most of the rest of the world in its vaccination program, what's it telling us about the need for these booster shots?
So I think we always knew that this might happen. Lots of vaccines, you know, you need to boost them, the effect of them wears off and you need to have a booster. And from my point of view, that's not a major issue. If we need a booster, you know, we can get boosters, we have vaccine pipelines, we have vaccine manufacturing. I think what I find more challenging with the booster situation is we're talking about boosters now for, you know, for the countries that have had really high levels of vaccination at the same time as most of the world hasn't even had their first dose of vaccination. And I think it's a little bit disheartening to see the focus moving on to boosters before we have done the global vaccination that we really need to do to prevent mutants arising and variants arising that the vaccines will not work for.
So perhaps picking up on what Mike Ryan was telling us earlier, you firmly believe that first and second doses should be given to as many people right around the world before we move on to the next stage.
Absolutely, absolutely. That really needs to be our priority at the moment, is looking at how do we get vaccines out to the world as a whole. Because I think we've seen this with the variants. When you have countries where a lot of people have COVID, there's lots of virus circulating, it's mutating, that we're just really leaving ourselves open, leaving the front door, the back door, the windows, every door open for variants to arise that the vaccines will not work against. And as long as we're doing that, obviously ethically it's wrong to leave. I mean, most of the countries in the world haven't vaccinated their healthcare workers. There are people going into work looking after COVID patients, knowing that we're talking about boosters and they haven't even had their first dose. So not only is it ethically wrong, but it's also pragmatically, it's just a very silly thing to do not to address the global need for vaccines.
But I suppose on the other hand, if there's a reduction in the effectiveness of the vaccine as time goes by for people who've already had it, then the issue does arise. At what point then do you need that that extra shot that restores some of the protection?
Yeah, and exactly. But I mean, and that's almost a luxurious place to be in where we can think about that. But if you're looking for bang for your buck or where the maximum efficacy, not only for people in developing world, but for people here, the focus should be on vaccinating poorer countries rather than focusing solely on getting boosters for us to make sure that our vaccines are absolutely perfect and as strong as they possibly can be.
Well, perhaps that's a debate that will continue and we may well return to.
Hopefully.
But for the moment, Professor Cliona Nicchiali, thank you very much for talking to us.